ever feel insignificant or overlooked? We all do sometimes, right? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jennifer Rothschild, who's blind, has felt this way many times. She shares how God sees her through.
I think lots of us, women and men, can feel overlooked. We can feel insecure. We can feel undervalued. I know with me, with blindness, very often, if I'm with a friend or my husband, somebody will speak to him about me instead of to me. You know, like, would she like this or would she want to go here? And I can feel that feeling of being overlooked.
And no matter why you might feel overlooked, there is hope when you identify your value in Jesus Christ.
But I think we all feel it for different reasons. You know, maybe it's somebody who's single and hasn't been able to find a spouse and they feel, you know, overlooked. Maybe it's a woman who tries to share her ideas in her workplace and somebody else talks over her and acts as if she didn't even speak. Or maybe it's a guy who loses his job because a younger man is hired instead and he can feel undervalued, overlooked. We all feel that way. And when we feel that way, we feel invisible.
But God sees and knows all things.
I want people to know that how they feel is not who they are. You may feel invisible, you may feel overlooked, you may feel insecure, but who you are and how you feel are not the same thing. And so when we begin to align our heart with the truth of who God says we are, then we will never feel invisible.
Would you like to learn more about walking with God and about His love for you? Why don't you go to makingyourlifecount.com and explore the many available resources there.